RuPaul Rajani.
BBC Radio Leicester. Yeah, it's less than a week to go until the start of the Leicester Business Festival. It's an opportunity for businesses in the city to come together for advice and support in what's been a really difficult time for some over the past few months, as you know, we all know. Someone who's going to be there and dishing out hopefully some great advice is Estelle Kieber. She runs a business called Immortal Monkey. Morning to you, Estelle.
Good morning, RuPaul.
Immortal Monkey, I love the name. Explain this.
Okay, so it was actually the brainchild of my fiance. So when I was starting the business, I was thinking of something that I wanted to be unique and that people would remember, that was a little bit cheeky as well. And there is a theory that if you put a monkey in front of a typewriter, that there is the possibility it will write Hamlet. It may take, you know, a very long time, but the possibility is there, and that's where the idea came from. It's called Infinite Monkey, but I wanted to put a little twist on that. And so that's where the idea comes from, with Immortal, you know, just the idea of continuing through, you know, anything that life throws at you or business.
Absolutely. And it's been a really, really difficult year for a lot of businesses, Estelle, hasn't it?
It has been really, really hard. And I was actually speaking to somebody this morning who was saying, you know, we're sort of 5-6 months into this now and the ripple effects are still continuing. Small businesses are still really struggling. And that's why the Leicester Business Festival is such a great event for me to be involved in.
Tell me a little bit about your business and how you've coped throughout this year.
So I offer online support and training to small businesses. So from my perspective, using social media has been brilliant for me. There's no restrictions that stop me from being face to face. So the fact that I can still offer support to small businesses has been amazing, regardless of, you know, the situation that we've found ourselves in.
What are the sort of biggest challenges that people have faced?
I think it's trying to find new ways to, you know, change their business. So thinking of ways that maybe they can take an offline business online, or, you know, thinking of other skill sets that they could maybe use to add in support services or products to their current business. It's just, I think so many people are, you know, trying to think outside of the box to keep their businesses going.
Yeah, and some people have done it extremely well too, you know, and diversified and moved quickly. It's very much from, you know, organisations and businesses that I've spoken to, it's about trying to adapt and doing it quite quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And using social media is the perfect way for you to do this. This is one of the things that I'll be talking about at the presentation. Social media is free. It's a great way for you to communicate, you know, in real time. So I think so many people are now really realising the impact of using social media.
Yeah, and, you know, again, number of people that I've spoken to wouldn't touch social media before, suddenly realise the importance of it now.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people are also, you know, very scared about using different social media platforms. They tend to think of Instagram as being somewhere where, you know, cool 20-somethings post beach pictures and foodie pictures, when really it's an incredible platform that any business can tap into to raise their visibility and connect with their audience.
Yeah, it really is the way forward. I just want to ask you again just a little bit about you, Estelle, because you actually sent us a little, you know, a little bit about yourself yesterday, in which you said from food bank to Forbes. Tell me about that.
Okay, so 6 years ago, around about 6 years ago, I guess now, I was a newly single mum. I had two young boys to take care of. I was literally at, you know, breaking point, didn't know what to do. At some points, having to rely on food banks. And it was my sort of journey through setting up my first business, going on to set up the fastest growing network for women in the world. Which then led to things like Forbes, speaking at the Women in Biz conference. And now I just, you know, share my story to hopefully inspire people that are at rock bottom or that are going through a really tough time, which I know, especially right now, there's going to be so many people that are ready to give up. And hopefully by sharing my story and, you know, letting people know you do go through hard times, and the only difference between, you know, winners and losers are those people that stop and don't continue to push forward with what it is they want to achieve.
Do you know what? Really inspirational there, Estelle. You're going to be part, as we said, of one of the speakers at the Leicester Business Festival. Have you got the details? Is it simply all online if people just search for the Leicester Business Festival?
Yes, people can head on over to their website. My presentation will be happening on the opening day at 11 a.m. I can. There's links on my social media as well. So if you head on over to either my business account, Immortal Monkey Official, on Instagram, or Estelle Kieber Official is my personal. You'll find links to both the festival and other ways that you can find resources to help grow your business.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining me on the programme, Estelle. Estelle Kieber from Immortal Monkey. She's going to be one of the speakers at the business festival, the Leicester Business Festival, next week.
BBC. The Sound of Leicester.